local talk on KHOI Community Radio, a show featuring the people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. I'm your host for the day, Greta Anderson. Today, we are replaying one of the many live, on-site, remote broadcasts we did a couple weeks ago as part of our membership drive for KHOI Community Radio. More on that in a moment. The question for this Monday, will it rain today? Will it rain this week? The answer, your guess is as good as the weatherman's. Forecasts show chances of, quote, scattered showers or isolated showers bouncing back and forth between 30 and 60% all week. The best plan is to get out your garden hose, if you didn't this weekend, and water in those seedlings you planted recently. That way, it'll be sure to rain. Our pledge drive in early May lasted 2 weeks. Our goal was to get out into the places where community happens and share that with our listeners. The Local Talk team visited Iowa State University's Parks Library on the first day of exams, where many students had spent the night thanks to the library's new 24/7 open door policy. And we heard how some of them had made friends with complete strangers in the process. We broadcasted from the season's first farmers market, where people of all descriptions flocked to buy produce, visit with farmers and friends, and vote for their favorite food truck. And in the broadcast we present today, we went to the Campustown restaurant Stomping Grounds to join a group of women who meet there every Wednesday to share each other's company and lives. Kay Puttock was the host of this noon hour show. I was also present as technical support. So let's join the ladies who meet for lunch every Wednesday at the Stomping Grounds and see what makes their group tick. We hope this broadcast inspires you to create a little bit of community for yourself as well. Again, this is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio.
We're here at Stomping Grounds in Campustown, and all of our guests have arrived, unless some of them come late, as they sometimes do. Stomping Grounds is a special place for the ladies I'm sitting with right now, a place where we all know we can meet for lunch every single Wednesday of the year. It's okay not to show up, but we're sure of a very warm welcome if we do. And what's more, if you're one of the regular attenders, you'll receive a special email invitation and reminder every Wednesday morning. And each one of those invitations is different and brings a smile of its own. Often it's in rhyme, too. We'll be hearing from each of the ladies who's here today. We're a very diverse group, different ages, different interests, different professions. But to start with, I'd like to introduce Deb, who sends those invitations and is also the founder of the group. Deb, would you start by telling us about the history of this group and about the ideas you had in mind when you founded it? How long has the group been meeting? And there are different memories on the length of time.
Yes. We started this group because we were having a discussion in another spirituality group that some of us were members of about how we'd really like to get together for lunch, but all of our schedules are so varied and it's really hard to find a time when everyone can meet. And there were some people that felt like if they tried to get together at the last minute and it didn't work out, you know, that's not a fun thing. So I have a very flexible schedule. I work from home, and I decided that I love to go out to eat, and I am happy whether I have a guest or if I'm just dining alone. So I would pick my favorite restaurant, Stomping Grounds, and anyone that wanted to meet for lunch could come at 11:30 on Wednesday, and they would have at least me to dine with. And it turned out that over the weeks, more and more people would come, and it would always be a different mix of people. And it started in, you asked, I think 2007. So we've been meeting for 9 years, and we're looking forward to our 10th anniversary next year. Yeah, so that's kind of how the group started. And I just remind everyone every week because people are so busy and they forget what day it is. And so I just remind them, hey, it's Wednesday, come to lunch.
And one of the things that has become part of the culture of the group is that we always meet at the same place, namely Stomping Grounds. And I can now see the reason for that. I must admit, I was one of the people at one point that started saying, well, let's meet somewhere else sometimes, because I'm a vegetarian, and so there's a limited number of items that I can eat. So I was one of them. But I now agree that that's a bad idea. Anyone like to say a bit more about that, why it's important to eat at the same place every time?
I not very long ago, there was a time that we decided we were going to do something on campus together and meet for lunch afterwards. And I happened to be sick that day and wasn't able to come. And the group, when they met on campus, decided to go somewhere else. And what ended up happening was that some of the people that always come to Stomping Grounds arrived at Stomping Grounds to find the group not here. And so just to be welcoming and to make sure that someone's always there is very important.
By the way, lunch has arrived, so there'll be some competition for speaking, I think. Yeah, so let's talk about what people have ordered. I've got chickpea soup with multigrain bread. Passing on to our engineer, Greta, here.
I went for BLT. We don't have pork in our house, but every so often I want to indulge.
I have the ham and giray sandwich with the side salad, which is a favorite of mine. This is Lori, and I just love the food here, too, but I fall into a little rut where I'll order the same thing for several weeks, and then I move on to something else, but I love Stomping Grounds.
Well, this is Donna, and I ordered Debbie's salad that she usually orders every week, but she's not here, so I have it today. The big salad, I have half of it to go, so I can eat it later today.
I just want to add, in case anyone's keeping track of the names, we've got a Deb and a Debbie. Deb's here today, but Debbie is not. Anyway.
And this is Amy, and I'm eating BLT and the new soup, the chickpea soup. One of the things I've enjoyed about the group is that people do sometimes fall into ruts for food, but also if we let them know we're coming and we're running late, people can put in an order for you, and that's especially welcoming when you know that you're not going to fall behind the group or discussion or not be able to get back to work in time because of running late because your food wasn't ordered. And so Deb also provides that service occasionally for those of us who can only drop in now and then to the group.
And this is Deb again. And I'm having grilled cheese, which is one of my favorites, especially on a rainy day. And I'd like to add, too, one of the reasons that Stomping Grounds is so good for this group is we never know how many people are coming. And a lot of restaurants won't seat you until your whole party is here. And sometimes we don't know until right before we leave whether or not our whole party is here because some people just join us for dessert. So,
this is Chris, and I'm having the chickpea soup, which is delicious, and the BLT. And it's often hard for me to figure out what I want. And there have been times when I've come and sort of sat here and stuttered, and someone will say, that's what, you know, Deb will say, I'm having the grilled cheese and the soup, and I'll go, yeah, I'll have that too. So you don't have to always decide or know what you want. So anyway, so I was one of the first people to, you know, I came, you know, with some regularity at the very beginning. Because I liked the idea and I liked the people and I was having a good time. I wasn't working. I was working from home, and it was pretty easy to get here. But then I got a job, a J-O-B, where I actually had to go and be there. And I had to work on Wednesdays, and it was a part-time job, so I felt like I couldn't leave during the day, my work day. So I got the emails for a while, and then it got too painful to see the invitations. So I had to ask to be taken off the email list. But I really loved it because I said, you know, the sort of disclaimer was, I'd like to be off the list, but I really want to be invited to anything that you do that's not on Wednesdays at noon. And they were, you know, they've been very gracious about keeping me up. But now my job ended and I'm sort of retired. And so I'm excited to be back with the group. It's way fun. I have a really good time. Okay, just sticking with the subject of food for a while, there's a sort of culture that developed here and jokes about the food. And one of them, maybe someone else can remember, the joke about the tomato bisque soup, which seems to be a perennial on Wednesday. It's something to do with, I didn't grow up in this country, so apparently it tastes just like the, what is it? SpaghettiOs, the sauce that goes with spaghetti.
Oh, no, it's much, much better than that.
I wouldn't know. I've never eaten it. But that is one of the jokes.
There's another sort of food thing. We have people in our group who like their bacon very well done, and we have people who like their bacon only medium well done. And so we wish we could get the kitchen to understand that we have the Donna bacon that is very crisp, and the Lisa bacon that is sort of medium. But I think those of us who ordered BLT today actually refrained from specifying Lisa bacon or Donna bacon.
I have something to say about Deb's invitations before we forget. Every week is unusual, and I don't know how she comes up with the cute little sayings that she has. Sometimes she tells us what the day is, weird holidays, and I was going to read today's, but it was actually pretty bland. So, but I always chuckle at Deb's invitations every week.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the quote. If your tummy's talking, this is one of them recently, if your tummy's talking, better start walking because it's Wednesday. And talking of walking, this stomping ground is within walking distance of my house. Although with the rain and so on, it often, I think it's too hot. I often end up not walking. Like today, I didn't walk. But it is very nice to have somewhere. And this is one of, apparently, if you studied the whole philosophy of a third place, which stomping ground is for us, this is one of the things that's advisable. To have regulars that come, which we certainly have in our group. And another thing is to have somewhere that's within walking distance, at least of a lot of the people there. So I see Amy's nodding. So do you want to add anything, Amy?
It's just true that the consistency and the walkability, being able to arrive, you always know someone's going to be here to welcome you when you're able to come. You know, parking is always a challenge in our city, but meeting at 11:30 is also a good trick to get around kind of the lunch rush of some workplaces. So the walkability, bikeability, and still, you know, open parking on Welch Avenue helps this all to be a very accessible space for people arriving from a variety of locations.
Well, this is Donna, and I'll take this opportunity to introduce myself a little bit. I'm a scientist at Iowa State, and I've worked there for 36 years. And this has become like a sacred time for me, so I don't schedule any other meetings on Wednesday. Usually I eat lunch at my desk. So Wednesday, I always am here, and it's a great break from work. So, and if it weren't raining today, we would be out on the patio. That's another reason I love to come here, is because we have options of eating outside and enjoying nature while we enjoy our lunch. And the only time it's really not great is when the bees arrive in the fall. Sometimes we start outside and then they end up chasing us back inside.
A latecomer arrived, so I'll introduce her. This is Debbie. Why don't you say hi, Debbie?
Hello.
And, of course, she arrived, as people often do, full of news. I don't know if she wants to share any of the stuff she was talking about on air here. I'll just say Debbie is, I don't think it's any secret, a keen kayaker.
I do have a kayak, and I was talking about getting my knees replaced, having knee replacement surgery, so that I can get in and out of my kayak. So there was some conversation about knee replacement and how all of that would work. And so,
well, I am 4 weeks out from rotator cuff surgery so that I can kayak. I have a kayak too, but I'm just a beginner kayaker, but I'm really excited about kayaking with my lunch friends. So it's a, you know, lunch motivates us to do different things.
Yeah, that's another offshoot of this group. We first of all, some of us didn't know one another very well when we started meeting together here at lunch, but the core group got to know one another, and they do things together. They go to movies together, we go to movies together, and people get to do different things. Someone that isn't here today has been a really terrific hostess and has lovely things like Valentine parties, and where we all feel very appreciated. And following on people talking about things like knee surgery, I don't expect people to go into details about this, and we won't do it on the air, but this is a place, too, where people talk about quite a lot about their intimate problems. We feel comfortable with one another and sharing intimate, sometimes problems with our families and so on.
I don't mind sharing because this has been instrumental for me. The group helped me go through the limbo of divorce and also some serious health problems. So I always knew I could come here and talk to somebody every Wednesday, and that was instrumental to me. So it's great to have that as part of your support. And another thing, we decide as a group just to listen and support, and we don't really offer a lot of advice or
try to fix somebody else's problems. We're just really here to meet the person where they're at and just be a listening ear so that they have a place where they can say things and know that it won't go any further than the table and the people in the group.
Some of this has been covered already, but I'd like to ask anyone that wants to respond, what keeps you coming back? A lot of you come almost every week, I know. What keeps you coming back, and what do you especially value? This is Lori.
Well, unfortunately, when I started a new job with Access here in Ames last August, I have not been able to come quite as often as I would like. I used to be here almost every single week. But I think what keeps me coming back and what makes me not hesitate to come back after I've missed a few weeks is that you sort of start every week where you left off before, that it feels like everyone is still glad to see you and remembers what you were talking about or what was on your mind. And again, I agree with, you know, this is not an advice group. People don't kind of pile on and tell you what you should be doing to manage your life. But we do, you know, certainly open our hearts and minds to each other and kind of hold heaviness with people or joy, or there's just a lot of lightness in this group where we can joke about things. And so the fact that there's no agenda, there's nothing to prepare for, and there's no feeling of missing out on anything if you haven't been here keeps us a really, really nice group to be affirming. Doesn't matter who you are or what you do, we're just interested in the people and how their life is going and how we might walk with them on whatever path they're on. It's a great place to come.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask people to think of one story they've heard here. It might be a story you've told yourself, or the person that told it might be here, and you can ask them to tell that tale. Would anyone like to take me up on that?
No, I don't have a specific story, but I think what Donna said, and tagging on with what Lori said, we've seen each other through various life events. We've had, you know, weddings in the family. We've had, you know, people in the family who have been ill, and we've supported each other through deaths of siblings and parents and all kinds of other, you know, sort of heavy-duty things. But we also, one of the things that keeps me coming back is the laughter and the smiles. I always feel lighter when I leave here after we've had a chance to get together. And I feel a sense, I think the most important thing, though, is a sense of connection. I feel like I have, you know, the people who care about me. I mean, if you don't care about me, just raise your hand and I'll leave. But, no, you know, we care about each other and keep up with each other. And one of the things about, you know, even if we haven't seen somebody for several weeks, that people will say, well, you know, how is it going with whatever? How's it going with that? And just knowing that somebody else is kind of keeping us in mind, it means a great deal to me.
Well, generally, the group is just conversation and keeping up and nurturing the connections. Every once in a while, Deb will help us start a conversation that inspires some reflection, or everybody is chiming in on something. And she has a practice of identifying a word for the year, something that she chooses to kind of either a goal or reflection or a way of walking in the world. And so she shared what her word was, and we didn't have to come up with a word, but recognizing that this is a different community for me to be in outside of my workplace community, you know, I carried in this word. I thought, oh, my word should be impeccable. And you can hear the laughter now. But it was this group that made it safe for me also to do a reality check, that this is, take a breath while you're here. It's okay. Is that the word you want for the year? Does it bring you joy or not to set a goal for the year of everything you need to do is impeccable? And so inspiring that reflection is something that I really appreciated from this group, to put me in a little bit of a different frame of mind now and then. No, I got rid of that word.
I think she got rid of that word because I made a face and said, really? So anyway, even though we're not offering advice, we do reality checks from time to time.
Yeah, and Amy's being a little private about what she does, but it is a high responsibility job. So I can see why she might think of the word impeccable.
I will say something. My word is friendship for the year. So I'm needing support this year, and I'm just focusing more on myself and developing more friends and community and connection. So my word was friendship. Last year, I think it was savor experiences.
And we're listening. This is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm your host for today, Greta Anderson. And we are hearing a show that we originally aired live on Wednesday, May 11th, as part of our Spring 2016 Pledge Drive. Kay Puttock, a Local Talk correspondent, and I went out to Stomping Grounds, where a group of women gather every Wednesday. As many of them who can or choose to do so will be there and for each other, and they have lunch together. And it's just a standing appointment for everyone and one of the ways that they create community. We here at KHOI also create community. We offer a studio where people can come in, share their views with others, and meet up. And so we thought it was a natural connection for our pledge drive. KHOI cannot exist without your donations. So I must continue to remind you that please send us a check in the amount that suits your budget and reflects your commitment to radio of and by the community. Well, we'll return to the Lunch Ladies after hearing part of a song by a band that started out in Iowa called The Wire Frames.
Dark roast and white chocolate mocha, soy milk cappuccino, maybe a breve, or something in between. They all started off as coffee beans, possibly organically, hopefully traded fairly for anyone involved. And caffeine is running through my veins, speeding up my heart rate and keeping me awake. I have only one complaint, all of my teeth are stains. Caffeine is running through my veins, speeding up my heart rate and making me insane. Coffee is all I wanna taste, I'll have the flavor of the day.
Everyone knows when I get here, before I order my lunch, I always order a cafe au lait, medium roast, and it's just half coffee and half steamed milk, and it definitely is a staple of mine. I only order it here at Stomping Ground. I don't have it every day. And, you know, that sort of reminds me, Kate had talked to me a couple weeks ago about small groups and about using the format of our group here and talking about the importance of small groups. And during my life, I've had different jobs that required that I create and facilitate or mentor people who were leading small groups. And there are formulas that work that, you know, allow people to come in and maybe accomplish a goal of doing a little self-discernment or supporting each other through something. And as I thought about that, I thought about how very, very different this group is here at Noon. That while Deb, we certainly give her credit for sending us the email every week to remind us what day it is and that we can join in, you know, this, the friendship circle here. But one of the things is that you can drop in, you can come on time, you can come a little early, you can come late, you can stay late. And what makes this work and makes it so perfect for this circle of friends is that there's nothing to do to prepare for it. You don't have to read anything. You don't have to have, you know, contemplated anything before you came. There's no subject for the day. The only thing that I think is really important is to know that you can always come no matter what, and that you don't have to worry about, you know, protocol or procedure or anything, that you can just show up when you feel it's something that you need or something that you'd like to contribute to. And I think the other thing that's very important is that it's consistent, that everyone knows there will always be someone here from this group at 11:30 on Wednesdays, and that people also know that, you know, you can come as often or as little as you like, and that the reward you will get for coming here is coming away with someone else's perspective on life, maybe a little bit of their joy. You might help them carry a little bit of heaviness, like I said before. But what really makes this work and what makes people continue to come back again and again and again and again is that they just get to bring their authentic self and be here and know that they can show up again the next week with the same thing. So I think that's all I really have to say. I really encourage people to, you know, seek out friends and relationships where it works for you just to show up and be who you are and share that little bit of yourself with one another. Hopefully you'll find a group where you find the same sort of connection that we do.
Yeah. And this brings me back to what we were saying at the beginning, and just in case you missed the beginning, I'd like to put Deb on again about the importance of same place, same time, reliability.
When I first started coming and sending out the email, it was really easy for me to be here all the time. And then, you know, occasionally people get sick, and so I would always designate someone to be me for Wednesday. If I knew either I was going to be out of town or if I happened to be sick that day and I wasn't going to be here, so that whoever showed up would have at least one other person to have lunch with. So I think that consistency and also allowing for my absence really helped the group right at first. Now it's like I can tell people I'm going to be on vacation or I'm going to be sick, and well, they'll say, oh, well, we'll just see you next week, because there's such a consistent group that comes. We don't worry about no one being here for another person. And I think, you know, we've been doing this for 9 years, and I think I've eaten alone maybe 3 times. Has anyone else ever eaten alone? Yeah, we've had a lot of one-on-one times, and what's really neat about that is it seems like that's what needs to happen on those days, is that you really need to have that meaningful conversation with one other person. And it seems like whoever shows up, it's perfect for what everybody needs that day. So I would say, you know, just the consistency is very important, because if someone comes and then no one's here, it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's very disappointing, and you're not going to trust that people are going to be here for you if they're not. And like I said, I love to eat lunch anyway, so I'm just doing something that I love and inviting other people to join me when they can.
That's the way it started, but I don't think Deb would be alone much now. Yeah, this is it's become a very consistent group. And in fact, it reminds me, I'm originally from England, it reminds me in some ways of pub life. You know, people sometimes need to talk to someone and they say, I'll go down to the Bull because I know I'll see him there and I can talk about whatever I need to see him. And it's like that. It's also Greta here and I were just thinking, it's like radio. When you turn on the radio, your favorite station, which we hope is KHOR, when you turn on the radio, you know it will be there for you. Since we're getting close to the end of our time, I'd like to put Laurie on again. She'll say just a little bit about starting a group like this of your own.
Well, I think that Kay is referring to, as I said, when I was contemplating this, I have a little blog. It's called Midlife Midwest. And on there, I reflected on this group and how I called us the lunch ladies and how we are different than other groups. And so here's the 10 things that I thought were what makes this group work. So number one, announce a time and place where you will always be present and invite others to join you if and when they can. Do not apologize that you've chosen a time when everyone cannot meet, as no time exists. Number two, show up. Number three, when someone suggests a theme or lesson or mission for your group, take a deep breath, look them in the eye and say, that sounds like a great idea for your new group. Then look around the table and ask, am I right? Distract the person who brought up the topic by telling them about a dream you had recently, or what outrageous demand your mother made on your time last week, or about your run-in with the parking enforcement officer. Number four, when someone suggests a change in time or place for the group, see number three. Number five, listen more than you talk. Number six, always assume best intentions. Don't take any conversation personally. Number seven, don't judge. Number eight, be kind whenever possible, and it is always possible. Number nine, expect people to want to spend time with you outside the group to get to know you better. It's okay to decline any of those requests from any group member or accept them. And number 10, repeat number two as often as possible, which is show up.
Some of the ladies here have been inspired to talk about other wacky or maybe not so wacky groups that they are part of.
I'm part of a new group that's forming. It's not too wacky. It's called Ames Friends and Neighbors, and it's basically people who want to be friends with each other and help each other out. And so far it's been great because they've been giving me rides to various things since I can't drive because of my shoulder surgery.
This is Deb, and I also started another group basically just doing something that I love, which is dancing. And every Monday at noon, a group of us meet, and I just pick out a variety of different kinds of music to dance to. And it's kind of like dancing in your living room by yourself, but with other people. And so there's no steps to learn, and there's no choreography, and there's no right or wrong moves. You just move to have fun. And so that's another group that I do, you know, just for fun because I would like to do it anyway.
Mother's Day just passed, and I was thinking about how happy my mother is that I have this group to go to because she has a lunch group. They call it Cleo's, Cute Ladies Eating Out. And the fact that I have my own group of women to lunch with makes her very happy that I have some balance in my life.
Well, this is Donna, and I have two kind of interesting groups. One that started many years ago as a knitting group, and we would knit and eat food, and now it has turned into a drinking wine at different locations group. I guess a few people still knit, but I just knit scarf after scarf after scarf, and after a while, you know, it's like I've done that thing. So then I have a book club group, and I'm having troubles with my vision right now, so I'm not reading, but it's perfectly okay with them that I don't read the book because half of the time we hardly talk about the book anyway. So those are some things that I do.
I belong to a kayak club, and it's interesting because it's a specific, just like the book group, talking about specific things or knitting or dancing. And this group is unique because we just talk about whatever the conversation comes up of the day. And so that's what is kind of fun about and unusual about this particular group.
I think some of the other groups that I find myself in, I am with a group of women who we call ourselves just deep listeners and follow a little bit of a format where we get to share a bit of ourselves and sort of heal ourselves and the world through that. And through my work, I have groups that I work with also where, again, I feel like allowing people to share their story is very healing, that it tells us a lot about where they want to move, and we help them move there.
I've been slacking off on various groups that I belong to. I was pretty faithful and going for a while, going to a meditation group, and I've slacked off on that. Except that this group, though, I am faithful to. Pretty faithful. Not the most faithful, but pretty faithful.
Kay, I wonder why you're slacking off on these other groups. Could it have anything to do with your involvement with KHOI?
I think so. I think that is.
So I think we all would agree here, there's consensus that being part of something larger than yourself is very important. And any last words, Kay?
All that I can think of right now. Just thanks for being here as usual, ladies. And I think they were a bit apprehensive when I first brought up this idea, but they all showed up, and I'm very, very grateful to all of them. So thank you.
And that was Kay Puddock signing off on a special remote broadcast that the Local Talk team did for KHOI Community Radio's Spring 2016 Pledge Drive. This is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, and I'm your host for today, Greta Anderson. I'd like to remind you that if our pledge drive did not reach you, if you did not send in a donation in the mail, it's not too late. We need our listeners to donate if we are to continue to broadcast the voices of friends and neighbors in the Central Iowa community. What we are doing here at KHOI is building community, providing the platform for people to share their thoughts, talents, and voices with others and find common ground. KHOI is powered by volunteers, but still needs your financial support if it is to exist. Well, there is some time left in today's local talk, and so I thought we would highlight another of our special programs here at KHOI, the broadcasting of live music events. Throughout the season, we've broadcast on the third Thursday of each month, January through May, rock bands playing in our station at our studio in front of a live audience. Last week was the last in our series, and it was a very good showing. A very fun time was had by all. A little bit softer than the other rock bands that we've had. This was an all ukulele band. Seven members, seven ukuleles, playing and singing rock songs. And so I thought we'd share the tail end of that broadcast with you today. This is Britches and Hoes from the Third Thursday event, one of the many ways that we develop, celebrate, and share local talent.
You're listening to Third Thursday Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Britches and Hoes.
Thank you. Stop the rockin', just in case you were wondering.
Ah!
You know, the first band we ever opened up with was a band called Arizona Landmines. And nobody who put this together really knew what we were up against. And we realized very quickly that earplugs were necessary. They almost broke the windows out in this place. And it's nice to have another band that's completely rock and roll, and we don't even need earplugs. Bridges and Hoes tonight has been fantastic so far. We're, you know, there's still a half hour left in the show, so they better keep doing this. So, you know, they've covered Blue Oyster Cult, Styx, Guns N' Roses, and what a fantastic mix. Billy, can you tell us a little bit about, if people want to reach out and find out more about your band, your club, what the group is doing, where can they find you?
We're all over the place. We have a Facebook page, right? So you can find us on Facebook. And let me explain a few things. Britches and Hoes, okay? It's like short pants, long socks, okay? I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. So it's H-O-S-E and Britches with an ampersand in between. We're on Facebook that way, right? Ampersand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Britches, ampersand, Hoes.
Ampersand, Hoes. Okay, and then we're going to be playing Summerfest here in town on the 4th. That's like 2 weeks from now on Welch Avenue. We play a lot at the Fire Trucker Brewery. I don't want to give anybody too many promos, but we love that place. And anything else? Fong's Fest in Ankeny, Fong's
we're
Pizza.
Playing the Boone Library in
and
July.
We're playing at the Boone Library in July. Yeah. What's the date?
July
19th, yeah. We are playing the Boone Library.
June 11th
for Fong. So they play for beer, pizza, yes. And books.
Yes.
That
yes.
is quite a deal. You know, we've been very blessed to be able to host this show
and
on
radio.
This radio station.
And radio.
And radio.
We play for radio, too.
Oh, they play for radio, too. I forgot. We're really blessed to be able to give you live music, and the reason we can bring you live music is because of your contributions. We really rely on everything that you contribute to this station, including your sustaining membership, to keep the lights on, to keep the tower running, to keep bands like this coming back in, and to keep having live music right here at 410 Douglas. So we appreciate everybody's in here. Donations are always accepted. And if you'd like to find out more about how you can contribute to the radio station, it's 89.1KHOIFM.org. And there's a little button. It'll put you in contact. You can give us a call or just stop in. We'd love to show you the station and show you what we do. We would love to get back to some more music with this wonderful band/club. Let's please put our hands together one time for the non-offensive Britches and Hoes.
When you say that.
It depends on the venue. Thank you.
There's never been any reason.
But never telling me why, yeah.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time. Woman with a sweet love and better than a white line. Bring a good feeling, ain't had in such a long time.
That was a 7-member all ukulele band, Britches and Hoes, that performed here at KHOI, 410 Douglas Avenue, last Thursday night, p.m., as the final in our third Thursday series that we had this spring. Lots of fun here at KHOI, and again, a reminder that we need your donations if we are to continue. This has been Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I've been your host, Greta Anderson. Nadia Abdalazim was my engineer. Kay Puttock hosted the original show with Paul Hertz Engineering. And thanks to Stomping Grounds in Campus Town for allowing us to broadcast from their restaurant during their busiest hour. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. This show and past Local Talk shows will appear on our website, khoifm.org, along with links relevant to the show. Thanks to our webmaster, Ron Carson, for making that possible. KHOI welcomes volunteers of all ages and skill sets. All you need is a passion for community. Call us at 292-2878, that's 292-2878, or come down to the station at 410 Douglas Avenue to fill out a volunteer form. Your participation as audience and your generous donations are what make KHOI possible. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again on the radio.